This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Sunday evening that good news on the COVID relief bill was coming. This is the bill and $2.3 trillion funding package the president has delayed signing that will fund the U.S. government and provide pandemic relief to the country. President Trump said more information would come soon, just hours before a partial shutdown could potentially begin shortly after midnight. On Monday, he had sharply criticized the legislation earlier last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections. The Republican president demanded that Congress change the bill to increase the size of stimulus checks for struggling Americans from $600 to $2,000. He came under pressure from lawmakers on both sides on Sunday. Lawmakers have called on him to stop blocking the pandemic aid and government funding bill, which was approved by Congress last week. U.S. federal authorities say they have used DNA evidence to link suspect Anthony Quinn Weaver to the Christmas morning explosion in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Investigators saying the 63-year-old man died in the blast and that they believe no one else was involved. Three people were injured and dozens of buildings were damaged. Several neighbors of the suspect said they had seen a light-colored recreational vehicle similar to the one that blew up on Friday in his backyard for the last several months. Almost 10 months after the first Italian patient tested positive for the new coronavirus, Italy vaccinated the first residents against COVID-19 Sunday. Three health workers at a hospital in Rome were inoculated with the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. This is VOA News. Heavy snowfall killed 12 climbers in the mountains north of Tehran, Iran, according to state media on Sunday. State media also reporting a ship capsized in the Gulf and the crew is missing. The heavy snow and high winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. Meanwhile, IRIB said on its website, maritime authorities were searching for the six Iranian and one Indian crew members of an Iranian transport vessel that capsized near the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Gulf on Friday. Sudan's state news agency reported Sunday the country will deploy large numbers of troops to South Darfur state after 15 people were killed in tribal violence recently. State news citing the state governor as making the remarks. The state is part of the rest of Darfur region in the west of Sudan, which suffered a bitter conflict that erupted in 2003. The latest violence began over a dispute over a water source between members of the tribes of Masalit and Failata. U.S.-backed forces are carrying out new raids against Islamic State-affiliated militants in eastern Syria. The new campaign, led by the Syrian Democratic Forces, targets remnants of IS in Deir al-Zor province, which borders Iraq. The SDF said Sunday its ongoing operations have been focused on active IS cells in the northern part of the province. The statement also said special forces and international coalition forces arrested a member of a terrorist cell north of Deir al-Zor during a joint raid operation. The SDF added that its forces also seized quantities of ammunition at the same time. Voters turned out in huge numbers for Central African Republic's presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. That's according to the UN mission head. Strong voting election turnout despite rebels opening fire in some areas to scare voters away. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President François Bozizé. Touadéra is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday in an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. A smooth handover could be a bright spot for a country blighted by widespread poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the last year alone. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.